If it had happened on the battlefield, they would have done a regrow immediately.
Are you going to do your job and fix my arm, or what?
She smiled calmly.
Yes, of course. But not in the manner you're expecting. In answer to your other, earlier question, yes, we did get the data from the components you salvaged, and yes, most of the people stored there were revived.
I was glad to hear the people I'd meant to save had survived. Graves, Natasha, Keevy, all of them. But right now I had other concerns. I had no idea what this crazy Centurion was up to, but it didn't look good. Clearly the bios knew something was up, and they wanted to know what it was. I couldn't tell them I'd been executed and illegally revived. That wasn't going to help anyone. Specialist Grant and I would both be in trouble then. I couldn't do that to her after she'd taken big chances to save me.
Centurion, I said. You seem quite upset about something. I hope it's nothing I've done.
Thompson laughed.
I'm not upset at all, James.
So that's why you're going to murder me?
This isn't murder, recruit. Think about it as the correction of an unfortunate error. You're not supposed to be dismantling our revival units. You're also operating on a bad grow, another error. Lastly, you aren't being truthful with me. I'm going to correct all these problems by recycling you now. This injection will solve further problems. Mentally, you'll be taken back in time. You won't remember anything about our equipment. Really, you should be thanking me. You'll be back on Corvus in no time.
I was breathing hard. Part of me could see what she was saying, but I didn't want to die. Every instinct in my body fought against it.
Don't you people take an oath to protect life and heal the sick? I asked. What kind of a loser were you in school?
I'd been trying to provoke a response with this attack, and I got a bigger one than I'd expected. She stepped quickly to my side and put that needle in my face. Her eyes flared with anger. I realized I'd overdone it. Her calm, caring facade had vaporized.
You know what this is? She demanded. When I stick you with this, you'll be dead in 30 seconds. Now, if you tell me how you got to keep a bad grow, how you got revived without proper authorization or records, I'll let them revive you on Corvus. But not if you piss me off too much. If that happens, this can be a one-way trip.
That was as far as I let her get with her little speech. I'd been sawing away at the straps that held my left wrist, using the same knife I always carried. I'd last used it to cut away locked seat belts on the lifter my first day after joining Legion Varus, and here I was doing it again. I reached up with my left arm, my good arm, and grabbed the syringe she had in my face. I twisted her wrist and pressed the needle against the skin of her neck.
"Freeze," I said, "or I'll kill you right now."
The needle was automatic, as they all were these days. The second it sensed it was inside human flesh, it would pump the contents into the recipient's bloodstream under power. I could see the sac at the end was already trembling, ready to compress itself. The look on her face was indescribable. I grinned at her.
"Yeah," I said. "I'm full of surprises."
"How did you—"
"My dad bought a knife for me on my 18th birthday, and it's still as sharp as the day I unwrapped the package. It's a quality blade, but I never knew when I got it that it would be this useful."
"Recruit,"
she said sternly, staring down at me.
"I order you to release me."
"We're both way over the line today," I said, summoning a confident air that I didn't feel.
"I'm sorry,"
she said quietly, her voice calm and professional again.
"I've overstepped the bounds of civilized behavior, but I am your superior officer, and—"
I wiggled the needle and she shut up.
"I'm sorry, sir," I told her, "but I can't let you kill me right now. If you'll kindly undo my straps without attempting to withdraw from the needle, I'll be on my way."
"What about your injuries?"
"I'll fix them myself."
Thompson made a mistake then. Her hand had been drifting down toward her belt. She had a comm link there. At the last second she moved fast, reaching for the button, fumbling blindly with it. I jabbed the needle into her neck and the syringe began to pump automatically. The little bulb at the end pulsated. It was like watching a bee's poison sac contract when it's rammed home in your flesh. I grimaced sympathetically as she made a strangled sound. I hadn't wanted to hurt her, but she might have been going for a weapon. I'd killed her on reflex. Her hands flew up to her throat and her face purpled. I sat up, sawing at more straps with my small knife. I talked to her as she died. "Sorry about that," I told her. "You shouldn't have made that sudden move. Try to look on the bright side. You're out of this hellhole. I'm sure they'll revive you on Corvus. Good luck." Centurion Thompson sank to her knees. She tried to talk, but couldn't. I figured I was happy about that. She probably wasn't trying to say anything I wanted to hear. "Listen," I said as she lay on the floor, gasping for breath. Her eyes were glazing over. "If you keep quiet about this, I'll do the same. It will be an accident, nothing more. I'll stay away from your tech. I'll leave the bios alone. I hope you'll do the same for me." I don't know if she even heard the last of it. By the time I'd stopped talking, she was stone dead. Chapter 28. I took a few minutes to barricade the door with a chair tilted under the door handle. It wasn't much, but I knew she'd told the orderlies to leave us alone. Hopefully, this would give me the time I needed. Scrambling and dropping things on the floor, I found a pack of syringes labeled with something that ended in mycin. That had to be an antibiotic. So I shot myself with two of them right into my shoulder. The injections burned and my flesh crawled. I hoped I hadn't just poisoned myself somehow. Then I removed the skin printer from the wall. Really, it was just a wand with a wide nozzle. I ran it over my injured flesh. The bullets inside would have to wait. If it was at least clean and sealed, that would do for now. I'd bother a field medic in my own unit about it later on, if I lived long enough to get fancy. The dead woman on the floor did nothing to keep my mind on the task at hand. It was strange, standing there, sweating and nervous, while trying to heal myself with a flesh-spraying device. Wet, pinkish material went everywhere, looking like juices from a raw steak. I told myself I hadn't really killed her, at least not permanently. She was already queued up on Corvus, waiting for her turn to come out of an alien oven. I wondered if she'd blab about how she got there. I suspected she wouldn't. She'd held me illegally and tried to murder me. After about a minute with the wand, I decided I'd done what I could. My arm felt a lot better, but it didn't look much better. The flesh was growing in and around the damaged tissue, healing over what would have taken months to do naturally. When I pulled my suit over the mess, the new skin tore in places. I winced, even though it caused no pain. There were no nerve endings in there yet, just raw skin cells. I should have dressed it more carefully, but I didn't have the time or the training. Hoping for the best, I stripped to the waist, laid gauze over my shoulder, taped it as best I could, then suited up again. I removed the chair from under the door and walked out like I owned the place. This was going to be the hard part. I decided there was only one way to handle it. By brazenly heading for the exit at a steady walk. I didn't run, I didn't even rush. I just walked. As I passed through three longish corridors, I earned several looks and a few frowns. I ignored every duty nurse, orderly, and bio. They all seemed to have something to do. As far as they knew, I was just a grunt heading down to the lab for a test or looking for the bathroom. Once, I saw one of the orderlies who had brought me in. He gave me a glance, then did a double take, but someone tapped him on the shoulder, demanding his attention. Bios didn't like it when orderlies ignored them. Before he could investigate, I turned a corner and did my best to vanish. The only problem came when I reached the front door. We were in a bunker, after all, and there was security. Fortunately, the protocol seemed to involve the automated door checking people's IDs as they entered. I waited just inside until a group passed by on the way out, then fell into step behind them. The guards didn't give any of us a second glance. When I was outside, I took a deep breath. The night was dark and quiet. The air of Steel World was hot, as usual, but not oppressively so. I'd left my helmet behind, and as I walked to my bunker, I let the sweat dry off me.